There we go. I'd like to welcome all of you to our second, this is DF-102 proposal writing conference call. I'm hosting it from the offices of the Recreation and Parks Association of the Yukon and also from the traditional territories of the Kwinlandzem First Nation and Tonquachin Council. If you are able to open the presentation, that's awesome. Otherwise, I probably can share my screen because I'm in a place with better internet at the moment, but if not, no worries.
Happy New Year. Whoops, hang on.
That's okay, we can hear you.
I just had a person come in, sorry.
Oh, you're not talking to us.
I could be the Spanish lady said Happy New Year's to everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what I'd like to do is last week we took the time and we looked at proposal writing from a funder's perspective. I just wanted to clarify the required learning activity from that because a few people, I think, looked at and thought about the program that they would get funded. What I was asking you to do was to use a funder's, was to introduce a funding program or somewhere where you could go get funding. So the idea behind that was to introduce a funding program, tell us what it is, what it funds, what it was looking for in the application or the proposal that you would write, and then to go back and read each other's and do a second post afterwards to compare and contrast those. So you could say, I noticed that in most of the funding programs that were introduced, funders looked for an overview of the organization or a budget. But in my funding program, they looked for, I'll use Isabel's example, it was statistics of crime in the community, whereas none of the other funding programs looked for that. So that... that was sort of the purpose behind it. So if you wouldn't mind going back to your RLA, I'll send you a personal message if I need you to do more. I'll do that after today's call just so that you're clear on that, and I'll let you know if there's a little bit more to add to that or not. Any questions about last week's RLA then before I move on? Okay. So this week we're going to start looking at how you take an idea, you turn it into a project that you then develop as a proposal. Hand up, go for it. David.
Okay, I was muted and couldn't find the screen that you were on. Any questions? Yeah, are you talking about RLA number 4 or are you talking about RLA number 5?
RLA number 4 is the one that would be in form number 4, correct? I think that's the one that you
Activity number 4 in DF-102-5. So that's the one where, for example, I put the sports governing body. And that's what you were looking for, right?
Yeah. So I think that you did. I'll read yours and get back to you if I need any more information.
Okay.
But you can do a compare and contrast with other people from what you put to what other people.
Okay.
I think my one question is I wasn't sure if you said it was a maximum of $250 or $250,000.
It wasn't a maximum at all. In fact, my wish is like $250,000. And I researched their website, and nowhere did I find them saying, okay, Disney is available.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just went for a program description that I think is needed.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll reply to you and let you know if there's any more information needed. So, and then take the time to read each other's posts and just a comment. We're just trying to look at where are the common things that funders look for and where are the things that might be unique or different and why.
Okay. Good. Awesome. Thank you.
Great. So what we're going to do is this week we start to take our idea and we start to shape it as a project. Then you take that project and you start to create it into a proposal. And as you will have seen last week and you'll see through this, writing a grant or a funding application is similar. but you're going to, a proposal might be a little bit bigger. It might have more room to be flexible, things like that. So you're going to make your own proposal after this call. Hi, Stephanie. It's great to see your face.
Oh, can you see me?
Karen, that's awesome. You might have to keep your muted, though, so that there's not any feedback. That's the only thing. Rather than your phone. There. So now I can hear you. You can hear us still, right? Thumbs up. Perfect. Okay, that's great. Nice to see you. Thanks. David, I'm just going to put your hand down, if I can do that. And your screen's all black, so you might have put something over your camera. So anyways, after this call today, you guys are going to start shaping your idea into a project and then creating your proposal. And I'm going to support you to do that over the next few weeks. I'm going to leave time at the end of this call to make sure that you have time to ask any questions that you might have. And then we have one more conference call next week. And then the final week, which I think is February 1st, you actually have a chance of, if you need to, you don't have to, it's optional. You can sign up for half an hour with me, just one-on-one, for me to help you with your proposal. So that's an optional one. And you can find that information a little lower down in our learning event. So I'd like to start with a round of introductions, if that's okay. I did have a cool thing to show you, but given the time that it's taking me to get started here, I'll save that for the next time around. Let's see. So what I'd like you to do is, in 60 seconds or less, in 60 seconds or less, just introduce yourself, again, with your name and your community. And if you could tell us about an idea you have for a project, or a project that you want to write into a grant or a proposal or something like that, that would be great. And I'm going to go in the circle where we joined the call, the order we joined the call, just because that's what I have written down. So hopefully that's okay with everybody. So we're going to start this room where you can see me on the screen. This is the Recreation Parks Association of the Yukon. And over here is Peter, and over here is Jan. So we'll go around this room first. And then we're going to go all the way up to Dawson, to Kayla. Then we're going to go back to Whitehorse, to David. Then we're going to go all the way over to Yellowknife, to Spider, and then to Enterprise for Stephanie, and then back to Whitehorse. So, Peter, I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind, and they should be able to hear you through my microphone.
Yep.
If you could introduce yourself and tell us in 60 seconds or less what you're considering for a project. Oh, and hold on. I want you guys to do something, actually. Sorry, I forgot this part. I'm used to being at home on my own, so it's a little different setup for me being in a room with more people. But here's your job. So what tells you about this project, what I would like you guys to do is consider the what, why, who, where, when, how much questions that are listed on slide 17. And if you don't have it in front of you, just think of a question. And what I'd like you to do is think of a question that you could ask Peter to help him shape his project into his idea further into a proposal. So, for example, and I'll put this in an example into the chat, what you will do is you don't have to say your question, but I'd like you to take your question, and here it is. Here's my example. So you're going to pop in, here's my example. So if it was, if Anne was introducing herself and she's not here, one of you, say Spider, might ask Anne, what information do you have that shows the need for your project? So if you can't think of a question, that's okay, but this is designed to help each of you sort of shape your project further. So listen to Peter's idea that he's going to pitch in 30 to 60 seconds, elevator pitch, and try and just put his name first. Peter, what's the budget for your project? When does your project take place? So you can just pop one question per person. So this is what we're doing through our introduction. So let's try it and see if it works. Over to you, Peter.
Okay. Can anyone hear me fine? Yes? I think so.
Thumbs up if you can hear Peter.
Okay, sweet. My name is Peter Jacob. I'm the Active Living Coordinator here at ARPE. The proposal I was just going to the exported text from that little RLA we did. but I would like to deliver a community awareness program that promotes the various recreation and living opportunities that we have to offer. I was thinking of doing basically a tour of the city where organizations could, the participants would go to these various places and the organization could basically pitch each facility and we would see what they could participate in going forward. This would kind of target people who are newcomers to the territory because in Whitehorse specifically, we've had a huge amount of immigration here and a lot of people don't really know what we do have to offer. And just having someone come in and all the organizations band together and be like, hey, look, this is what we have. I know a lot of communication kind of gets spread through word of mouth. And so if you don't really have that social network, it can be kind of challenging to know what we have going on. And then we could offer sort of a luncheon where we talk about the history of UConn. And just kind of make people, newcomers to the territory, feel more welcome and concluded.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter. Okay, so if you guys could toss your questions to Peter that might help him shape his idea. So my question was, will this take place in Whitehorse? And he answered it. You know, somebody else might have a question, David, you might want to ask, would this include seniors and elders? Either might ask, Peter, how much is this going to cost? Okay, so try and pop a question in right now if you can think of one. And we'll copy it out of the chat after, before I hang up the call. So go ahead and pop your questions in, and then we're going to move on to DM.
Perfect idea. No questions.
There's one for you. Okay, so you don't have to answer the questions right now, but I want you to, what you guys are going to do is take these questions from our call, and you're going to use them as you shape your next, your idea, which is for your required learning activity on Sunday. So take the time to ask each other good questions, because this is where you help each other out. Mm. And if you've just written them down, David, I don't know if you're talking to somebody else, but you're muted.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, Deanne, over to you. David, can you just mute while Deanne introduces him? There we go, perfect. Okay.
Hey everyone, good morning. My name is Deanne. I'm from Squash UConn. I wanted to develop a project for the schools. It's basically the squash in the schools. That's my project. So basically the project includes going into the schools and starting the squash program. What I see here in Whitehorse, we don't have squash in the school. So we just wanted to go and do the training and get connected with the schools. And at the same time, starting something more with the Squash Canada and the school doing some intramural programs and stuff.
That's great. So my question to you is who you will approach for funding, and I was wondering that when I read your post too. So you don't have to answer that right now, but that's something you can answer on Sunday. So Peter's got some, that's for Peter from Spider. Thanks, Spider. If anyone has any questions for Deanne then for this project, Squash in Schools, I like that. S-I-S instead of S-O-S, S-I-S. So if you have any questions, Spider, I know you got lots to do with squash, so you might have a good question for Deanne or a suggestion even for him to consider as well from your experience in the NWT. That's great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go over to Kayla up in Dawson City.
Hi, sorry, one second. I just was typing my question to Deanne, and now I've stopped. Hold on.
So just introduce yourself and
hello. Oh yes. I know. I just don't know how. There we go. Hello. I'm Kayla Gagne with Climb Higher, and I'm in Dawson City on the traditional territory of the Quandequachin. And I'm now supposed to tell you about my funding proposal.
Yeah, what you're thinking of.
My pitch.
You're thinking of looking for money for to do.
Totally. I am hoping to run a with Climb Higher Pole Dancing to actually fly the instructor up to from Vancouver to Dawson to run pole boot camps, and also film some of the boot camps and run a dance recital for family and friends afterwards, and as well as having the instructor perform.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great proposal.
Thanks.
That'd be so much fun. It's probably just for Dawson people, though, right?
For now, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to type the question. Okay, if you guys can type a question in for Kayla as well for her project then, I would also say Kayla.
A lot of money.
Yeah, probably, hey. I'm sure that the instructor isn't necessarily inexpensive or anything.
No, I mean, there's like daily rates and flights and hotels and all of that stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Well, that's great. Well, hopefully the team of us can help you write a proposal that gets all the funding you need. So there you go.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, David, over to you. I see your hands up, but also for an introduction, and let us know about the project that you think you might want to write a proposal or a funding application for.
Okay, first, I don't see Kayla's name anywhere on my forum, Activity 4.
Oh, that's because it hasn't posted yet.
Oh, okay. I couldn't write it. I didn't ask a question because I didn't see her up there. So I'll do that in the chat then, right?
Yeah, so for this call, just click on the button that says chat.
Yeah, I'm there. Okay, I'll get those in there. Okay, and I'm wondering, I'm looking at my post, Sports Governing Bodies, and oops, no, wrong click. And what I had written up doesn't seem to be there. Yeah, it says looking for $250,000, but my whole write-up doesn't seem to be there. And
after the call.
Okay, so basically what the project is to do for me is to, here I found it, is what I want to do is I want to afford transportation for seniors and elders who aren't mobile. In other words, they don't have their own vehicle to get around, but not restricted to Whitehorse. I want to go to the communities like Carcross, Page Junction, CarMax, to special events and or walks. The proposal would get the sponsorship of the vehicle from vehicle dealers like Ford and others, that they get their logos, etc., on the side of the vehicle. So the vehicle is under sponsorship. The asking is for administrative fees, fuel, driver, instructor, wear and tear, gas, that kind of thing on an annual basis.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. So it's a big project. It's a big project, but I also explained that there is a need. These people aren't getting out. They're locked up in their house. You know, there's nothing out there. And what I've heard from the community is that the handy dart just doesn't do it for them, because all it is 2 days in advance they have to organize it, and as far as they can get is grocery shopping.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a big thing. So it would be great if all of us can pitch in and help ask you some questions that might help you with a proposal to get some funding. So
Right. Thank
you for sharing that, and I'll look for you guys popping some questions for David into the chat. And while you're doing that, Spider, over to you. I know you started a proposal last year. I don't know if you followed through on it or if you just wanted to explain what you tackled last year.
Last year I was looking at getting sports wheelchairs, at least two available in Yellowknife for folks who want to try wheelchair squash. But I moved on to that moved on from that. And this go around, I'm wanting to put an application in to get wrestling mats or wrestling mat system into the Diamond Princess School in Hay River. They told me they don't have any mats, but they do have a coach. So it becomes then the chicken or the egg. I need to have the mats there before I can make use of a teacher's ability to lead wrestling practices.
Awesome.
So now I'm looking for options to get a wrestling mat system. Probably about $8,000 for the system delivered to Hay River.
Okay, that sounds great. That's a very that's a nicely sort of framed proposal or funding application that you should be able to tackle. So I'm just asking everybody if they can pop a question in for you. If they have a question of what you need to do, I think you just told us how much it would cost.
The challenge I ran into last year was, I got the quote, I said, okay, proceed. It was the middle of COVID. By that time, the cost to transport had skyrocketed, and the cost of the unit. So I waited, I put in the application, waited for the funder to say, okay, yeah, we'll give you the $15,000, and it's on a different project. And so I did that, but by that time the cost of when I went back to, okay, I want to do that, they said, well, actually now the cost of the wrestling mat systems and the freight is this much. So I had a shortfall of about $6,000 or $7,000 that we had to dip in. So now I know I need an offer that's going to last me the length of time it takes for the funder to make its decision.
Right, exactly. Good one. Thank you so much, Fire, for sharing that. That's great. And Stephanie, we're going to go over to you if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about a project that you would like to get funding for. That's it. I think star 6 will unmute you. Perfect.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You bet.
My name is Stephanie Katria. I live in Enterprise, Northwest Territories. I am the Wellness and Recreation Coordinator. I'm actually quite new to the wellness section or area of my job now, so I've been taking a lot of courses and conferences and Zoom meetings in regards to the wellness part of my job. I'm also a volunteer firefighter in our community. I'm also on the board for the Enterprise Education Working Group. I just had a meeting yesterday morning in regards to getting a school in Enterprise. Yes, we are the only community in the Northwest Territories that doesn't have a school, so that's one big part of it. I also volunteer with the Senior Society, and this past weekend I was volunteering with the Cold Crook Fiddle Association for the annual January Jamboree in Fort Simpson, so I was there all weekend. And, and I have a wellness meeting dinner to get ready for on Friday, so really, really busy. So, anyhow, the funding source that I'm looking to try to get here is Take a Kid Trapping for youth age 6 to 20. And it's, this program is to introduce youth to the traditional harvesting practices of hunting, trapping, fishing, and outdoor survival. And I think it will be beneficial to a lot of kids, even just to get out and do some skidooing or something fun that skidooers want to get out, and kids always want to be outside, especially if it's in a sled, to be outside. Anything to do with that, cooking some hot dogs somewhere or something. But I thought this would be really awesome for the kids and adults to get out, youth, just to do something fun, like out on the trails and stuff behind the community.
That's great. Thanks, Stephanie. And my question to you, I think I popped it in after your post, is when I looked at that funding, it says it happens through schools or First Nations. So if you're the hamlet or the municipality, do you have to partner with somebody else in order to get that funding? Like, did you have a chance to come in?
I looked into it, and because we're a municipality, we are able to get this funding. So I just have to get approval from mayor and council in order to go for this. So once I get approval from them, I would be able to apply to get this funding.
That sounds great, and that really fits with sort of recreation and wellness together. So, good project. So hopefully we can also, as a group, if anyone has any questions that you would suggest Stephanie think about as she develops her project, if you can pop them in the chat, that would be great. Peter wants to join, so he wants to come along. So there, you got to volunteer. You just have to get him from here. That's great. Thanks, everybody. It's really helpful for you to ask each other questions or make suggestions to each other, because really the best proposals and funding applications that I've ever seen are ones where there's a number of brains working on them. Because we all see different things in different ways. Even if it's not our community, we have experiences from other communities that might help somebody trying to do a project. So, you know, like there might be people that have had experiences, but like sports equipment that's big, like wrestling mats, is definitely a challenge in small communities. So maybe people have some ideas or suggestions that might help Spider with his. Or maybe you might know some people that you can partner with or suggestions. So please take the time to give each other your ideas or suggestions, and also to ask questions, because that will help all of you end up with a proposal or funding application that would hopefully get funded, because that's the goal of this learning event, is for you to have something that's usable and works for you. So thank you very much. What you're going to do, or as you know, I should say, funders will evaluate or look at your proposal or application according to the plan that you present. So you need a really good plan. It needs to be well thought out, and it needs to be logical. So this is where proposal writing is kind of like planning, which you will have read in the slides that were the slides to read for this week. There's some key questions on slide 17 that you can take a look at to identify why your idea is important to carry out, and also to outline how you plan to achieve it. So if you have a look at slide 17, there's actually, there's seven different questions. And those questions, you'll find them in activity number 5 under week 2. And I've laid out that activity. There's a video to start, and then there's a series of sort of a description and then a text box so that you can start to answer the questions. At the end, you can download what you put in as a Word document, and that will help you create your RLA or required writing activity for this week. So make sure you use number 5 to do this week's RLA or activity. It'll really help you shape it in a way that has the definition and the answers and the scope that anybody who will give you funding will be looking for. Okay? So last week we talked about the importance of showing how a proposed project fits the funder's expectations. But as I mentioned this week, we're flipping that around, and we're looking now at how the proposed project might need to fit your community. So we're going to take a look at that right now. So if you're on slide 18 has those, slide 18 says that there's some key considerations. Your idea and your project need to be meaningful and relevant to your organization. So Stephanie has to ask mayor and council for permission. If they say, no, that's not something we do, it's because it's not meaningful or relevant. So you have to make sure that what you're doing is important for your organization, because you need their backing. For your participants, so, you know, somebody asked Spider, you know, how do you know you've got the participants to join in wrestling, right? So you have to have that sort of evidence of interest, I guess. Often we have a coach, but we don't have the participants, or we have a participant, and we don't have the coach or the equipment. So it's good to be able to show how what you want to do is meaningful and relevant to participants as well. And also any stakeholders, partners, and also your community, especially for those of you in small communities. So I want to take about 10-15 minutes right now to consider how meaningful and relevant looks for your project. So I actually have 3 questions. So I'll probably put all 3 in the chat, but I'll pop them back in each time it's your turn to answer them. And I'm going to ask you again to answer in about 60 seconds or less, just so that we can stay on track and leave some time at the end, at the end for any questions that you might have. So let me pop these in here. And I encourage you, as you listen to each person again, if any other questions or suggestions come to mind for their project, please pop them in the chat. So Peter, I am going to put you on the spot again with this one. So in 60 seconds or less, can you tell us, and you don't have to do all three, but, you know, either how your project fits with your community's existing programs and services, and I think you've already alluded to that,
yeah.
How your project fills a need in your community, or what the benefits of this project will be and for whom. So you can pick one or all three of those questions.
Okay. So as I mentioned before, my project will be basically targeting newcomers to the community who may or may not be aware of the services and recreation and sport opportunities that we have. This project would fit our existing programs and services because I'm not really delivering a new program. I'm just sort of communicating existing programs and basically doing promotion for various organizations. It would fit a need in the community, as I do think there is sort of a gap in people who come here, especially in the winter when it's like really challenging to be here, and if you don't have the friends and you're not used to the harsh weather, like, there is a sort of dip in mood and mental and physical health that happens, and I think it would be valuable to kind of target that group of people who have recently come and they don't know what it's like. And the benefits of this project would be basically creating a better sense of community to newcomers, because I know the UConn tend to have people that just kind of come and go. But maybe if they felt embraced by the community, they would be more willing to stay, and we'd have more participation at court recreation, and ultimately that kind of generates more services and opportunities and all that good stuff.
Awesome, thank you. So if anybody has any questions or comments, I think you did a good job of explaining that in the context of your project, so thanks, Peter, that's great. I look forward to seeing that in writing as well. So that's your thing. You know, here you are practicing explaining this to a group, then you have to take that and put it into writing. So it makes it more interesting. So I'm going to move on to Deanne here, around the circle in the same way. Here's the question or question to Deanne. So in 60 seconds or less, how does your project fit? And I think you might have answered some of these as well. So if you have something to add to that or extend what you already explained to us before about squash and school.
So, not all the schools, they're having a squash program, so that is the one thing we are more looking into, to fill that gap and connecting somehow, like schools are not having the, like, proper, you know, the, like, the coaches, or they don't have, like, the facility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of going to the schools, starting something there, at the same time, bringing the kids to the squash courts in the better boys where we are located.
Okay.
So that's how we can work on. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Right now in the schools, they don't have any squash program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so building up the squash program into the schools, that's the main concern, like, key point and between two.
Well, and I guess you could also approach it probably from a physical literacy perspective. So that's what comes to my mind, is that sometimes in our schools, we don't quite have, you know, like, there might be badminton, yeah. But, you know, eye-hand coordination, you know, that's a skill that we want kids to develop. And because if they can do it in a number of different settings, then they can carry it on through the rest of their life. So that might be another longer-term benefit, right?
At the same time, like, we are going through this conference call, right? In my brain, I'm getting so many ideas also. Like, just like, oh man, I got restricted with the, you know, one program, but I just started looking, man, I can do something better than that, like starting a physical education kind of program, like I have to certify the health instructor and the movement instructor and sports instructor, so maybe I can go as a physical, you know, the sports person to go to the school and going to the committee, like working with the first person, you know, and bringing the kids to, you know, that center, so that is the, like, I will be exploring my ideas, the project to bigger picture on that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the best part about our calls here, is yeah. That you're getting from all these other people. In this one, we've got NWT represented, so I just asked Spider, and he's got a suggestion right there for you already. So, This is where I would call what we're doing more as a community of practice than the training, because you're learning from each other.
Yeah.
And I set the framework, and just the ideas start to flow as you have people to talk to about it.
Yeah.
So that's great. That means you guys are doing your job based on what Jan just said, so thank you, because it's helping with his ideas. So awesome. Thank you for your help. Okay, David, over to you. I'll pop the question in the chat again just so you haven't lost it. In 60 seconds or less, David, can you tell us how your project I think you've already answered this, right? Huh? Here I am, and probably this question, I had it prepared in advance. So, do you have anything else to add?
More direct, I have the three questions in front. It fits into the community's existing programs in terms of and services in that it's not in there. It's filling a void that exists. So we have various programs and services, but nothing specifically targeting. I appreciated the question, is this an accessible vehicle required? Yes. These people are tied up at their homes. We want to get them out, get them active. So that's the need that it fills in the community. And the benefits of the project in the long run, and I wrote this down, is it will increase the sociability for these people that are otherwise housebound, and it will also give an opportunity for more physical activity, which by walks, even if it's to go visit a cultural center in Haines Junction or CarMax or whatever, it could even be just locally going up Pangea Center, but that little activity that these elders are getting is more activity than they probably get all month otherwise, right? So it's going to increase their physical activity realm, and it's going to increase their sociability realm. And in terms of working with the Anti-Poverty Coalition, I see that in there. We have worked with them before with the Anti-Poverty Coalition visiting their locations, and we didn't get the numbers of participants we wanted because it required them to just walk. They wanted to go somewhere, see something new, something more attractive. That's the feedback I got from them. So yes, it's something I could work with again and plan to, because that again is the target market.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for Whitehorse, because for those of you who aren't familiar with Whitehorse is actually the one city or municipality in Canada with the lowest density of population, so the biggest spread. So transportation is definitely a challenge. And as David pointed out, for people who don't have cars, it's really difficult to do just about anything. So thanks for that, David. Kayla, I'm sorry I didn't mean to miss you. I'm not sure why I went to David. I think I was thinking of Whitehorse. So let's go up to Dawson. I will pop the question in for you again.
No problem. Project Fixes Communities, existing programs and services. Well, we already provide the existing program and service. That's perfect. And the project doesn't need, I think just because of the lack of access to programs like this, it's really amazing when you actually have the visitation be, possible in the community. So I think it helps develop further the already existing community that's, developed around this project. And the benefits of this project would be for the participants, which would be anyone that's 16 or older with a guardian consent, which, believe it or not, we've actually had a wide range of people from someone who's 16 and then somebody who's, what were they, 58 or 68, I can't remember. The benefits of it, kind of already said that, and yeah, I think it also allows for the development of like artistic expression as well, being able to incorporate performance into it.
I think that that's a really good angle to bring in, because it just shows so much more that that physical activity can be so meaningful in a community because of the cultural and the artistic side of it as well. So thanks. I think that's a really good line or angle to take.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, over to you, Spider. I'll pop this question in the chat again because it keeps disappearing on me and I'm having a hard time scrolling up. So there you go. And somebody did ask you, I think I saw a question about what was evidence of the need or interest in a squash program in Hay River. So that might be, you know, something to think about. And obviously if you have a coach at the school but you don't have any equipment, that's a challenge too. So any other thoughts from you, Clyder, on any of these questions?
I think where we talk about the benefits of the project and for whom, I think for participants, I would look at, increasing options for their health and their well-being and their mental health. I'd touch on that. For the school teachers, that, you know, it's an opportunity for them to contribute beyond, beyond the academic literacy side of it, the physical literacy side, people, you know, athletes getting, kids becoming, stronger, fitter, faster, and moving from participants to athletes, and what doors that opens. For example, if they get reasonable, then they can try out for games, whether it be Arctic Winter Games, Canada Summer Games, NAG, if they've got Indigenous heritage, then, huge number of doors, opportunities open up for them if they engage in sport and see where that takes them as well. So I think I touch on that.
Thanks, Spider. I know in my experience, I used to help Yukon Wrestling Association back when I was in Watson Lake. So that's a long time ago. But I've also heard some stories of wrestling, and I think it's an amazing sport that kids can do that don't necessarily have the money to do something like hockey or the parents to drive, because usually it's offered through school settings. And I had the amazing fortune to be in Iqaluit about 2 years or a year and a half ago, and here, coach from Cambridge Bay, who's athlete won gold at the Canada Summer Games, he read a letter from one of his athletes that just had us all in tears, because it talked about how wrestling brought meaning into his life and helped him cope with, suicide in the family and overcome addictions and things like that. It was, when you hear that sort, that's a compelling story. So, the pride that I'm sure Cambridge Bay felt when that wrestler came home after the Canada Summer Games, that's pretty cool.
And it's bigger than that too. I'm working on a campaign. I haven't really actually shared it within Sport North yet, and I'm trying to get that expression trademarked. But, the expression is forged by sport. And there's so many ways we can, we can expound on that, forged by sport.
Like that one. Thank you. Okay, Stephanie, over to you. I'll pop the question. Oh, the question's still showing up in the chat there. So in 60 seconds or less, how does your project fit in your, is there a gap there with on-the-land programs? How do you see the benefits, that sort of thing?
We don't really have any programs like this in our community, which is fantastic, because it will be totally new, and it's kind of like a fresh kind of, our Play-Doh kind of thing. We can change it. We can have participants who can have input on, from their point of view. And I also think this will be awesome, an awesome opportunity to teach safe snowmobiling, helmety, winter safety, warmth and safety, first aid, teaching the kids about hypothermia, winter survival. I think it will be totally awesome for teaching not just the youth but adults and whoever else is participating in this. And also trying to find any kind of program that has the adults and the youth and the kids to interact is, it's really difficult to have here in Enterprise, considering we only have 100 people here. And this will be totally awesome. And plus, fuel is so expensive right now. I already have a few people in mind who own snowmobiles that would be really interested in helping out with this, because the fuel will be paid for and they get to go snowmobiling. So
there's a personal benefit to getting the adults program as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. It's really good to hear about all your different projects. I noticed that Anne just joined us. And what we've been doing is we just, everybody did a round of introductions, and then they explained the the idea that they were shaping into a project that would then become their proposal or funding application. And I noticed you're muted, and I know you were on a different call, but I don't know if you want to unmute and just share your project idea before we wrap up our call today.
Challenges of communities and whatnot.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm having trouble with the volume, but
talking in the background.
Okay, sorry. Let's mute that one.
Okay, multitasking.
Yeah, I'm learning the program, which is why I have it hung up. Which has been super interesting. Looking for us for UConn, but sorry, I'm just gonna. I don't know how to do it. Sorry, hang on.
That's okay. You can just mute yourself. I just wanted to involve you in the call if you wanted to be, but you can explain in your. Just listen if you can listen with one ear on one and one on the other. That's hard. No worries.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm super interested in doing an initiative under the participation funding. It's a accessible fund, I think, as long as we incorporate sort of physical activity and it happens in June and we record people's activity, I think we could do something pretty fun during June's Recreation and Parks Month in the Yukon. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's $5,000 that would enable us to do something small, but it could be quite fun, I think. I'm not sure if that was your question, Caroline, because I really can't hear very well.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You can listen to the recording afterwards. So we're
just exactly. So I found my okay. Now I got it. Can you hear
okay. Well, you can just mute yourself on this call and just listen if you want to.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay, you're muted. Great. Okay. Well, thanks everybody. I really liked hearing your ideas, and it's going to be really interesting to hear your RLA required learning activity on Sunday. So for the RLA, you're asked to prepare a description of your project using those 7 key questions and also activity 5. So just keep in mind with activity 5, you want to make sure that you download it as a Word document when you're done, because it doesn't save it on the server. So make sure you click download on the last slide. Otherwise, you'll be going, oh my God, I lost all my work. And then you'll be emailing me and asking me, can I find it for you? And the answer will be, no, I can't. So if you do any work in Activity 5, be sure to download it at the end before you exit.
Export test,
that's what it is. Make sure that in your RLA this weekend that you identify the potential source of money. So the grant name or type, the funder, the website, and any references. And if you think that you'd like to set up a one-on-one session with me on Wednesday, February 1st, please choose your time in activity number 10. I am going to be on grandma duty that day. My daughter's working and I'm looking after my granddaughter, so I've only got a certain number of times in there. So if one of those times doesn't work for you, just let me know and we'll have a different time that week. I can be flexible. So
what day was that again? Sorry.
Oh, so in number 10, activity number 10, which I believe is under week 3, let me just double check here. I'm using, my computer is really far away so you can see all of us, so I'm having a hard time seeing it all. So activity number 10 is in week 3, and it's a scheduled individual call by Thursday. That's Thursday of next week, just so that I can confirm that with you. So what I'd like to do now is I'd just like to... thank you for sharing your ideas. And keep in mind that proposals or funding applications begin with an idea of how to change or how to improve a situation or circumstance. So good proposal writing requires good planning. Most people don't write proposals overnight, although some of us leave it till the very last minute because we don't like doing it. But make sure that you take the time to follow the steps. Take your idea, develop it into a project, like plan it out, and then start writing your proposal. Because your developing it or planning it as a project is only one part of the proposal or the funding application. So that's why I've divided this learning event into a series of steps. So So we've got about 5 minutes left on my clock, and I just want to do a quick around. You can say pass if need be. I just want to see if, and David, I do see your hand up, so I'll get to it.
There. Done.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you if you'd like to ask a question that is on your mind, either about this learning event, where we're at with it, if you'd like to reiterate a point or something that you think is important, or pose a suggestion to someone else. And I'm going to go in reverse order this time, because I'm sitting here with Peter and Deanne, and I know you can chat afterwards. So Stephanie, I'm going to start with you. You have a question about where we're at, where we're going to. Do you need some help from other people with developing your idea, or do you have a suggestion for someone that you think is important for them to consider? And I think you might just need to unmute your phone, and you can pass if none of the above.
I think, I believe communication with all of us is very important, seeing that we're all kind of coming from recreation, wellness in that area. And I really like it, everybody's input and point of views in different parts of Canada and all over the place, and weather and location, all the barriers, just because, like, I'm really involved in recreation in my community and volunteering, and there's not a lot of other people who are kind of like close to me in this community who does the same kind of thing. I mean, I force my kids to go and participate in everything, but they don't count. but I really like the communication, the networking with each other, seeing all the information, questions, things that I haven't thought of. So I really like this forum and how we're communicating here. So thank you very much, Carolyn.
Thank you, merci beaucoup. And I'm so glad it worked for you to join by video and phone. That's a good combination for your internet capabilities. So thank you. Okay, Spider, do you have a question that's on your mind, something that you think is really important, or a suggestion that you'd like to make to somebody else on the call?
Just a couple of things. First, I want to echo what Stephanie said about the communication. It's so much cooler and engaging when, last year we had the same course and we were just on the phone. We couldn't see each other, didn't want to interrupt each other, didn't have this opportunity that we have now for side conversations that maybe inform the bigger topics through the chat. I think that's so cool, and I'm really enjoying that aspect of it. Thank you. The second thing was, and I remember that I came across once a separate and distinct website that talked about the benefits of recreation. And if anybody knows what that is, that would help me in my applications. And also I could look to see if there's some analogies that could be made for, the benefits of sport, because I'll be putting in for, that's the background behind applications that I make. If anybody knows that, I'm pretty sure it was a separate and distinct website. And if you know it, love to know it, please.
It is, Spider. I just popped it in the chat, but I also, in my reply to Isabel's post in activity number 4 forum, is in there as well, because she was talking about statistics related to crime, and I suggested that she go to the Benefits Hub. And it's been around since 1992, so it's had a bit of an uplift, and it's housed with CPRA, which is the Canadian Parks and Rec Association, on the bench. So that's another great place to get some information too. So
thank you very much.
But the Benefits Hub is a separate, it's a huge piece of evidence. So if you haven't looked at it, I would suggest you all go and look at it. It's like you can separate it. So there's a whole section on crime rates and the impact of recreation and sport on crime, for example, on mental wellness, those sorts of things. So thanks for raising that, Spider.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, going backwards then, David, if you guys have to go, because I know I'm over time now, I'll just go ahead. But David, any last thoughts, questions, suggestions?
Yeah, I'm going on week 3 projects on this, looking at the downloads that you have. For example, your logic model, that comes up, but when you save it for under Word, it comes up RP101.
Yeah.
We're working with BF102.
Yeah, because I got in some of my learning events, I use the same resources. So
we're going to
see RP101 as well as in BF102.
Okay, so I can rename that BF102 because I've got my BFs together, right? And then later I'll download it as RP101. Okay. And it was because of the activity 5, I downloaded your template at the end, and that's where I came up with the bus idea and whatnot. So bouncing between the two programs had me a little confused because I had another program, but that's in tomorrow's conference call. Am I making sense? You're frozen in time. Did you pause your program? Are other people seeing her frozen in time? Well, okay, I don't know if your internet, but I'm showing you guys are all still life, so I guess
I'm up. I can hear you and see you and you're moving, but Caroline's frozen on my screen too.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know whether she can hear me, but I'm just going to say thank you very much.
I don't know what's happened. Something not good.
Wait, I need to get this to Caroline, sorry.
Hi, Julie. Still there or not, but we just got kicked out of the internet at our pace. So sorry about that.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened. So I'm good.
Okay. Wasn't that we hung up on you or anything, David?
No, it's just you frozen time, you know, a little time warp.
Okay,
let me have my phone now.
All right. Sorry. I was just putting something in the chat, too. So let's see if I've got that there. And then, okay, so David, sorry. Hopefully that answers your question, why it was coded differently. Okay, perfect. Kayla, any last thoughts, comments, questions about where we're at or where we're going to?
I thought it would be really cool. I was just part of this mentorship program through the Odd Gallery for artists, and we had a compiled resource list, like a Google Doc that was shareable. So basically like every art grant, every residency, everything. And I just thought it was really awesome to sort of share that list or to have like the, you know, talk about available funding or funders, sorry. And it would be really cool to start stockpiling a list that we could all share with each other. And that can continue to grow as you develop this programming or continue to put it on.
Yeah, so what you're going to find it, if I can find it here, window, right there, share. I'm just going to try and see if this works to show you. Oh, it doesn't show me. Okay, so I should be sharing my screen. At the bottom of our BF102, it's working here? Okay, great. At the bottom of BF102, in the Explore More section, you will find there's actually 4 sets of pages with that information on, and I can add anything else that you think should be added. So you can see the first one, sorry, my screen's really small. Nunavut Funding Opportunities, NWT. Yukon, and then Northern ones as well. So if you, Yeah, so just when you click on those pages, it'll open up a new page, and I can edit that at any point in time. So you can see your, like, Arctic Inspiration Prize. There's New Horizons for seniors that David mentioned last week. There's a few different ones. I should jumpstart from there. I probably need to add Participation.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamcatcher Charity, I think somebody sent me that. I can't remember who.
Will people have access to this growing list continuously?
It will be in the learning event. So what you probably want to do is, if you have new ones to add that aren't in there, just send me the link and I'll add it. But you may want to download this at some point in time. Just copy the page, copy the link.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, I was just saying it would be really cool, like, cause if I can't access this anymore, just to be able to have, like, a continually growing, like, community page of funding avenues. Yeah, because that's what we had for the mentorship program, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the Youth Investment Fund used to run that page for the UConn. The challenge for us is we're trying to do UConn, MWT, Nunavut, and sort of northern regional, national. So, and some of them change, and then there's ones that come for 2 years, like the Sports for Development in Indigenous Communities. You know that it's released for 2 years and then it's not there anymore. So there's a bit of work as far as updating those types of links and knowing when the deadlines are and stuff like that. So my suggestion would be to take away the ones that you find might be most relevant to what you're doing and then just follow them so that you've got, you know, some updates.
Fair. I might just take that on. I have a grant funding list that I've been working on myself, because you have to, like, pay for them through, like, Canada Startups or whatever. So if anybody ever wants to, they can email me, and I'll just share my G Drive.
That's
because I look at it all the time. Okay. Thank you so much, and I will see you. Sorry, Anne?
I was going to say, too, the Sport and Recreation Branch does a newsletter every month, and they have been, they have been creating an up-to-date list of all the available funds people at UConn, and it's a really great resource to look at because it's up to date. So
awesome. What are
not on their mailing list, I would contact Jennifer at the Sport and Recreation Branch and ask to be put on their mailing list. And if you scroll down through their newsletter, you'll see an up to date list of funding opportunities. It's really awesome. So.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it would also be cool to, like, incorporate, like, you know, how you can blend art and recreation, like, you know, just to see that there's also ways to marry the two as well. But yeah, this is great. Sport and Recreation Branch, I love it. Thank you so much.
Great. Okay. I think I'm just going to say whoever needs to leave. I know Deanne and Peter, I haven't touched you guys yet, but we're already 10 minutes after, and I try and make it a policy to try and finish my calls on time. So if you do need to leave, wave and sign off. Otherwise, David, if you hold your thoughts till I finish the call, I'm just going to ask Deanne if you have any last thoughts or questions or anything.
I think I'm going to just connect it more with Dr. Spider, and then I'll get more ideas. And definitely, I'd love to connect with everyone and definitely get the ideas. Yeah.
That's great.
Look forward, like, how I can work with everyone.
Yeah. And you and Spider have figured out how to connect to outside of...
Yeah, that's what we need to contact, so definitely I'm going to, yeah.
That's great. Thanks, Spider. Thanks, Deanne. Peter, any last-minute thoughts or anything?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Okay, and David, you have your hand up. Is it a question for me or for the whole group, or shall we end the call first and then...
The answer could be for the whole group, but the question is for you, I guess. Looking at activity number 3 of this last week, you know, and previous weeks, where you post the recording of the conference call, are you able to save that as an MP3 or some other file format and put it on a G Drive or something? Because I could save it to my phone, for instance, or I could save it to whatever if it was on a G Drive, but otherwise I have to listen to it again live on the Rec North webpage. And so it's not very convenient for me to revisit the chat boxes at home.
I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm going to give you a link to all the audio stuff as soon as they find us.
Okay.
So, this is called FileZilla. Don't share this outside of our group, though, please. This is
I won't, no. Okay.
Because that link right there takes you to all of the conference call recordings for all of my learning events for the 2022-23 year. And because you're in all of my learning events, I have no problem sharing that with you.
Right. No, that's fine, and I appreciate that because that helps with.
Yes. So they're all coded by the code. So if you're looking for BF-102 after the 2022-23 dash, look for BF-102. If you want to go back to a different learning event, look for that code too.
Yeah, and I see what you've got there. So perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm going to end the call recording and say thanks so much, Dr. Ming Kwana and Lucky Cho. I really appreciate everybody's participation today. But we're going to stay on for a little bit, Peter and Deanna and I. And if you have any other questions, just hang on after I end the recording. Otherwise, I will touch base with everybody individually so we know if there's anything you need to add to last week's required learning activity. I'll send you just a message through the Moodle message. So stay on if you have any questions. If not, have a great week, and see you soon. And for anyone going to Arctic Winter Games, I know that's coming up next week, so I'll with that.